We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, giving you all the truth to put on a bumper sticker. So Elon Musk has tweeted out in the last few minutes, says, congratulations, J.D. Vance. Excellent decision by real Donald Trump. So that's a full-throated endorsement from Elon Musk, who basically, not basically, but just recently fully endorsed Donald Trump. And is now, you know, congratulating the VP pick. So, yeah, J.D. Vance, who's got really the all-American story. I mean, I like J.D. Vance. I don't know much about him, to be honest, and only because he's somewhat new on the scene, if you will. Not brand spanking new, but fairly new. But he's got kind of the everyman story, right? I mean, he comes from a poor steelworking town in Ohio. I think he had an absentee dad. His mom was an addict. He was raised by his grandmother. He got an opportunity. He joined the Marine Corps. He wound up going, I think, to Ohio State. And then I believe he got his law degree at an Ivy League school. And become a venture capitalist. He's a noted author. He wrote The Hillbilly Elegy. So anyway, it's going to be interesting to see. Now, I have to ask, if we get a chance, what do you think about a debate between Kamala Harris and J.D. Vance? The anticipation builds as I say it. What do you think about an actual like debate, like the two of them on stage, Kamala Harris and J.D. Vance? I just have a hard time believing that J.D. Vance is going to be at all intimidated by it. It's just like, I don't know. Can she cackle her way through it? I don't know. I just look at it and go, wow, wouldn't that be a hoot? But yeah, that's going to be something to watch. See whether they have a vice presidential debate. I mean, allegedly, we're going to have another presidential debate, right? Allegedly, there's going to be one in September. I say allegedly because I just don't know that Biden's still going to be the nominee. At this point, I think it's simmered a little bit. I think they're almost resigned to the idea that Biden has to be the nominee. But I'm still not going to be a bit surprised to find a very good reason why he feels he has to step down. It's a mess right now. But I don't know that they could put anybody in there at this moment that could destroy Trump's momentum. Because what just happened this past weekend, there are Democrats and independents who are now saying, I'm voting for Trump. I will not sit idly by and watch my nation be the place that lets things like this happen. And so yeah, there's that. Let me catch up on a few text messages. David from Bucky's. I love having somebody text from Bucky's. David from Bucky's says, Phil, I bet you've seen the photo, but just in case you didn't, it truly shows how close we came to losing Trump. And I've seen that. It's a picture. Someone grabbed the image. Have you seen it? You can see the bullet zipping past. I'm assuming that's real. I mean, it's been put out by a number of news outlets. So apparently that's legit. You can see the grimace on his face. But wow. James from Harvest says, I'm a plumber. But if I had to protect anybody in that area, I've got guys in every one of those roofs. I mean, why not? There's only four roofs in the immediate area. I mean, come on. Those are supposed to be America's elite special or police forces. Listen, I agree. I'm not sure why there wasn't somebody on that roof. And I'm really curious about what, if you heard it earlier, we had former Navy SEAL sniper Jared Hudson, who was a friend of the show, on the air. He had buddies of his that were on the ground there securing the perimeter, and he said that they were looking for this kid for like over an hour, that they had heard he was suspicious, and it may have been using a rangefinder at one point on the scene, and so they were looking for him, but apparently there was not enough threat to stop the president from going on the stage. Go figure. What else we got here? A few more texts. My gosh, the texts are just bananas today. Scott from Somerville says, I enjoyed and agree with your monologue. I think when he got back up, if he would have had access to a rifle, Trump would have returned fire. He said, I expect after the hubbub, the lefties will say the shooter failed shooting at Trump's head because it was just too hard, but he couldn't aim for the heart because it was too small. Yeah, okay. They can try that. I don't think it's going to go over very well. Bill from Huntsville says, I have no idea if this is real or not. Okay, then what are you showing me here? No, I don't think it is real. And the reason I say that is because I know a guy knows a guy that knew that guy. And I'm pretty sure that's not real, man. I don't think the sniper was being, you know, told that he was not allowed to return fire. MJ from Decatur says the official overlays show the shooter's position within the area delineated as the responsibility of state and local law enforcement. Okay. And why did the police officer, after being alerted to someone with a gun climbing on the roof, not have his sidearm at the ready instead of just ducking down? I don't know about the ducking down part. This thing's going to unfold the days to come. Don't speculate. What we do know right now is local law enforcement had that building and he got on it somehow. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right, and we'll be back. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like, phew, way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I've been talking to you for the last month about one of our newest advertisers, Inspire Advisors. All right, and I've told you before, it's a big deal, and there's something free that I'm going to throw in here in a minute. But Inspire Advisors, did you know that some of the most popular companies that you may be investing in are actually simply not even aligned with your biblical values? So your investment dollars, get this. Your investment dollars may be unintentionally supporting causes you don't believe in. I'm talking about things like abortion, pornography, human trafficking, just to name a few. Well, Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, they are specialists in the field of biblically responsible investing, sometimes called a BRI. Paul and Inspire Advisors, they would love to offer you a free consultation, no strings attached, a free consultation just to find out what's in your portfolio right now and then, you know, find some biblically aligned alternatives. To learn more about BRI, contact Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors today. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Paul and Inspire Advisors, they want to help everyone align their investing with their values. So to reach Paul and his team, quickest way to do it, easy way to do it, go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Go to the Right Side Radio Sponsors tab. Click on their logo. It goes straight to their website. Check them out. Paul and Inspire Advisors, they want to help you align your investing with your values. It's godly, it's conservative, it's balanced, it's financial freedom with the Inspire Advisors. Yeah, please check them out. Okay, I got to go back to text messages, man. We are covered. And by the way, Big Rig, I may still use that audio clip we had earlier. If you get that ready, let me know. Give me a thumbs up when you're good on that. Bama Grant from Huntsville. Regarding that call we had earlier from Jared Hudson, the former Navy SEAL, says, fantastic guest, Phil. Thanks, Bama. I appreciate that. I agree. John from Lexington says, the right way to handle the shooting. And he has a picture of Trump holding his fist up, you know, with the flag behind him. And it has a GoFundMe. Oh, I haven't seen this. There's a GoFundMe account now set up to support the victims of the shooting. And they have a goal of raising $1 million. You see how much they've, do you see it? Do you see the meme yet? Big Rig's looking at it. They have raised over $4.3 million thus far. That is awesome. And that is as it should be. God bless America. John from Brownsboro said, bless him and his family and all the other families affected by the tragedy. Talking about the former, I pronounce his last name. I know I'll mess it up. Comparatori, I believe his name is. But the former fire chief who was the one who was killed in the shooting. And then he talks about John from Brownsboro talks about Trump here. He says he showed the implacable resolve of a true leader and the character of our most respected presidents. He refuses to pay for his work. He refuses to pay for his work. Has to step away from his businesses to take the job. He's bled for our country. He's a true American hero. There is no reason he would do this other than you and me. Steve from Harvest says, could the special guest at the convention be Elon Musk? I don't know. They didn't clear it with me. I'm not sure, but I'm questioning. Thomas Mathen says a two-story building with clear line of sight, no drones and operators, clear line of sight within 130 yards of the podium, clearly should have been within the safe perimeter. A simple AR-type 5.56 rifle with scope nominally has a 300-yard range for a 5-inch cluster. Yep. I agree. I look at the whole thing. I have so many questions. Josh from Hayden said, very thankful that President Trump is safe. Great insight from Jared Hudson. It was kind of you to give up the VP nomination this year to continue the show. Well, you know, they called, we interviewed, and I said, look, I got this radio gig. I'm not sure I can do it. No, not at all. J.D. Vance is going to do a great job. We got a few minutes here. Big Rig, that audio clip, there's been discussion about the shooter. So we haven't really talked about him much. We've talked about the situation, but the shooter's name is Thomas Matthew Crooks. 20 years old. I've got an interview that was done on News Nation that I thought was pretty solid. Let's just play a part of that, and I want to kind of stop it as we go. I may stop you periodically, Big Rig, so go ahead and play it.
Well, News Nation's Elizabeth Pran is going to join us now on Morning in America. Elizabeth, what do we know about how the gunman was able to penetrate the perimeter?
Yeah, good morning, Anna. Well, that really is the big question. Lots of agencies are looking into and investigating some of the mistakes that played out on Saturday. In fact, President Biden has ordered an independent investigation that could certainly unveil more details about the protocol in place, about holes that were there. How did this gunman penetrate that perimeter, get on the rooftop of this manufacturing plant? So obviously he was in an elevated position, about 150 yards, stage right, direct line sight of the former president. Now we're hearing from top congressional leaders, House Speaker Mike Johnson demanding a briefing. He wants more testimony. He wants to hear from the head of Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle. So they really want to air out the protocol. What is in place? What can the Secret Service tell us? And in fact, President Biden says going forward, former President Trump will now receive some of the protection that he does, the same rather, as commander in chief. But there are videos circulating, people saying, listen, we were able to call out the gunman before he opened fire. Why was there a delay? Why wasn't he engaged? What are the rules of engagement? So authorities really now have to dig through just dozens of videos and photos of people who were at the rally. Critics say, Anna, this is the worst security breach since Ronald Reagan's attempted assassination. That was back in 1981.
What is there? All right, so several things. Number one, yes, those questions are some of the most obvious you can imagine. Like, how did he get on the roof? How did he do it? How did he breach? How did he get a rifle to where he got it? Did he pre-stage the rifle? Well, I don't know. All we know is the kid got on a roof. The kid got on a roof with direct line of sight to the president. But something that she said, and this is something I want to know more about, and it's still unclear. There is discussion right now, and of course, Dan Bongino, who's a former Secret Service guy himself, Dan Bongino says that he knows for a fact that the Trump campaign has been requesting additional security and has been denied that security by the Biden Secret Service, Department of Homeland Security. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm telling you what I'm hearing second and third hand. What I do know is this. That reporter just said that Biden has said he will now get a more robust security package similar to what the president has. Here's my point. He's a former president. He still knows the things and has had access to the things that the current president has. And he's not so far removed that his information would not be key. Are you telling me he did not have the robust security that a former president should have? I get that his life may be a little different than the current occupant of the White House. But nonetheless, I would hope that we're not going to find out that somewhere in the middle of all of this of the rhetoric and the threats and the vitriol and the constant calls to take him down a notch and to, you know, I wish I had a chance to punch him in the nose and whatever, all the stupid stuff they've been saying. I hope that in the middle of all of that, that we're not going to find that there had been an actual request for more security and it was denied. What we do know, though, is the president has said he will now get more security. Oh, good. That's great hindsight. Thank you very much. He'd better. All right. There's another piece of this. I want to remind y'all that a part of what has been bandied about and even indicted is the notion that President Trump used his words to incite January 6th. Right? Remember that? He incited a riot. He knew full well he was throwing fuel on the fire. They were inflamed emotions, and yet he kept talking and things. And it was mean. January 6th, insurrection. Okay. For 9 years, they have used their words. And if anybody should be held to account for their words right now, it's going to be the left. Because you may think January 6th was a big deal. It wasn't an insurrection, I know that. But you didn't see people taking up arms. You didn't see people, you know, literally committing the kind of violence like we saw this past Saturday where a premeditated murder was attempted. All I know is this. They've been claiming that Trump is the originator of violence by virtue of words, and yet they've been using their words for 9 years, and violence is actually what happened. And yet they're taking no responsibility for that at this point. Although I do think this is interesting. I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but MSNBC, their morning show called, what's it called, Morning Joe, with Joe Scarborough and his wife, Mika, they were off the air today. The speculation is there was great concern that that anti-Trump show was going to make things worse, and so MSNBC decided not to air the show today. They just put up live reporting. Stuff's happening. Let's talk about it for a while. Nobody else, no other network did that. Just MSNBC. It was probably scared they're going to have another Kathy Griffin moment. All right, a few more text messages. What time we got? Yeah, we're good. Karen from Lawrence County says, because us on the right have class is one reason we don't say and act like they do. Well put. Thank you, Karen. John from Harvest, did you see where Trump called for RFK Jr. to also receive Secret Service protection? He should. It's common sense and also highlights the administration's gone out of its way to reduce the official protection of its political opponents. Mayorkas has repeatedly refused Secret Service protection for RFK Jr. and also additional Secret Service protection for Trump, even though the threat level is very high. John and Harvest. So let me address the thing about RFK Jr. So first of all, I think everybody knows he's the son of Bobby Kennedy, who was shot and killed when he was running for president. He's the nephew of John F. Kennedy, who was shot and killed while he was president. You've got his dad and his uncle, who were both assassinated, and yet he's running for president. Now, oh, Phil, he's not a viable candidate. He doesn't need all the protections that like Trump and Biden do. Right now, the Democrats are more concerned about RFK Jr. bleeding votes away from their Biden candidacy. So if they don't have an RFK, what does that mean for their Biden candidacy? More votes. All said and done, he's a threat to them. And you see what happens when you're a threat to them. I say give the man protection. But why would you not? Here's an idea. Err on the side of caution. Wouldn't that be an amazing thing? How about err on the side of respect for the fact that he's had his dad and his uncle both assassinated? Get her done. Give the man protection. There's no reason not to. The only reason why you wouldn't is because you just don't want to set the bad precedent of giving everybody protection. Stop it. Look at what just happened. RFK, mark my words, RFK Jr. better have protection by the end of the week. Get a detail on him right away. Jay from Hartzell, the left has blood on their hands, and I don't know if there's enough soap to wash it off. It's pundits, elected officials, and the media. They're all complicit. Jay, thank you. Ed P. from Huntsville, Phil, the Democrats are the greatest example of everything they accuse Republicans of. Just last week, President Biden said Donald Trump needs to be put in the bullseye. Yes, he did. And by the way, about an hour ago, he said he wished he hadn't said those words. Oh, at least he's feeling some remorse for the words now. How about that, Ed P.? I agree with you. He said, now they call everybody to turn down the heated rhetoric. These hypocrites have been calling down the thunder for a long time, and now they got it. The text messages blew up today, didn't they, bud? Terry from Hartsell says, why is it always Republican presidents getting shot? Roosevelt, Garfield, Reagan, Trump. Even though Kennedy was a Dem, he held a lot of Republican beliefs. I think if Kennedy was here today, he'd be a Republican. Thank you very much. Steve from Huntsville. I'm not sure what he's saying. Colonial. President Trump holding his fist in the air Saturday is right there or better than when Bush Jr. said on top of the rubble that the whole world will see soon hear from all of us. That was a good moment. That was a good moment. That's leadership. Obama released his birth certificate on April 17, 2011, while Alabama was in the grip of massive tornadoes. We didn't care about that day. Okay. I'm not sure how that all ties together, but thanks, Steve. All right, listen, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break right now. I'll come back, and I don't know that I can catch up with all these text messages. I don't know that I can. You guys are an amazing audience, fully engaged. I mean, it's a hot day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, many thanks to Cousin Crystal, who just texted me. With an article from Newsweek that it came out, let's see, Dateline was when? In the last hour. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets new Secret Service protection. There you go. There you go. Says independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been granted Secret Service protection by President Joe Biden days after former President Donald Trump was shot on stage. In light of the weekend's events, the president has directed me to work with the Secret Service to provide protection to RFK Jr., says Secretary Mayorkas. Okay, listen. The announcement comes amid growing calls for the Secret Service to extend protection to Kennedy as well. 2 days after being grazed by a bullet, Trump agreed it was imperative for Kennedy to also get Secret Service details, saying, given the history of the Kennedy family, this is the right thing to do. Okay, there you go. I hate that it took a shooting to make it happen, though, right? But nonetheless, there we are. I will never be able to get to all of the emails or the text messages today, but you guys are an amazing audience, and I appreciate you engaging it. By the way, keep in mind that tomorrow is going to be just as good a show. I've already got U.S. Attorney Jay Towne, who's going to be coming on to talk about the ruling that came out of the courts today that threw out the case against Trump on the classified documents issue. And then I've got Secretary of State Wes Allen, who just posted a picture of himself at the convention with Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. So Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen will be calling in tomorrow as well. John from Huntsville has the grades. He says, big rig, it's an A+. Phil, you did such a spectacular job today, your best performance ever. That's why you're obviously today's winner with a Trump Vance size A++. Congratulations. Let's make America great again. John, appreciate you, man. Thanks much. And I just listen. There's a lot of stuff left to do between now and the election. Do not get complacent whatsoever. John from Elkmont says, we'll never know the information on the shooter's computer. It'll be covered up the same way the Sandy Hook and Vegas shooters was. We still don't know their motive or who was influencing them, and we'll never know. I'm concerned about that myself, and we'll wait and watch and see. John from Lexington said, this was the second attempt on Trump. Crystal from Moulton. Crystal from Moulton's the one who sent me the text a moment ago. David from Bucky's. I don't remember seeing any businesses vandalized and property destroyed on January 6th like we saw during the BLM riots. Indeed. I mean, there was some damage done at the Capitol building, no denying that, but nothing like burning down whole city blocks in largely peaceful protests. Badger from Athens says, just too neat of a package. Reduced or minimal Secret Service coverage. Request for more denied. Bill proposed to strip Secret Service from Trump. Kamala says Trump should never be allowed in front of a mic again. Biden says he has a target on his back, and then click, click, boom. Badger, you nailed it. But listen, we're going to stay on top of it. Right here on this show, we're going to stay on top of it. And listen, that's why you as an audience are so important. We could sit up here and talk in the mic. Ain't nobody listening. What good would it do, right? But the fact that we got such a broad audience, such a great following, such actively engaged listeners who will text in and provide commentary clearly indicates that we are not satisfied just taking the narrative as they feed it to us. We're going to keep seeking out the truth, solid, conservative, and just plain right. You guys have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow.